Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer. This is facilitated space for you to slow down and be still in the presence of God. So whether you're listening with a group, on your way to work, cleaning your house, or in a focused time of devotion, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us in every moment. We have his full attention, and even right now he sees you, he hears you, he feels what you feel. He is closer to you than your best of friends, and he never needs a break from you. Right now, God is delighting in you. Not with you as one who is begrudging your presence, but with you because he desires to be with you. As a way to be present with God, as a way to respond, to give him our attention, that we would receive his love, I invite you to take a moment and just take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can and fully breathing out. And as you move back into steady breathing, be aware that the air you're breathing in is the presence of God. And even be aware of the gift of each breath, that every breath that you take in is filling your lungs and giving nourishment to your body, enabling you to live, to think, to be. That every breath is given to you by God because he desires that you would be alive in this moment, that you would be thinking in this moment. That you would be feeling in this moment. I will be reading from Mark 10, verses 13 to 16. As I read through this passage, I invite you to listen for any phrases that may stand out. Be aware of how this makes you feel. And do not feel the pressure to stay following my voice, The goal in this time is simply to be with God. So if a phrase stands out to you, or if the Lord brings to mind a memory, or he starts talking to you, allow yourself to be with him. The questions I ask are simply to help facilitate you being with God. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and he blessed them. As you hear of this account with Jesus, what comes to mind? As you hear Jesus' words that you must be like a little child to enter into the kingdom. As you see him making space for those who in society were considered insignificant, yet these he highly valued and honored and blessed. What does it look like to be like a child? To come to Jesus like a child? So many things come to mind as I consider coming to Jesus like a child. I think of their innocent trust, not so guarded, because they haven't had the experiences to cause them to be guarded. And their playfulness. The way that they just simply enjoy the moment. Not getting hung up on the past or fearful of the future. They come to Jesus and are present with him, enjoying being with him. They're not worried about being too silly. Thank you. as you hear these words of Jesus? How do they impact your life? Perhaps his words are speaking to your heart and how you relate to him. Or maybe his words are bringing to mind areas where you haven't made space for children that are in your life. As I read through it the second time, I invite you to listen closely to the words of Jesus. Invite him to speak to whatever place you would like to. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms. He put his hands on them and he blessed them. As we close this time, I invite you to take a moment to visualize Jesus. Wherever you are, visualize Jesus with you. And just as Jesus took these children into his arms, I invite you to let Jesus hold you in this moment. Let him love you. Acknowledge that he embraces you, that you are surrounded by love. Afraid to be held in the midst of their mess. I invite you to push through any fears that may come up and to simply let Jesus hold you. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful. Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching SLO, that's S-L-O, on your podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to connect with us, you can find us at slowprayer.com. That's SLOprayer.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.